Good morning. These are your local headlines from the San Diego Union-Tribune. I'm David Clary, and today is Thursday, January 19th. Miles of shoreline along San Diego Bay were posted with warning signs after 500,000 gallons of sewage spilled following a sensor malfunction at a wastewater pumping station. Sewage flowed out of manholes into streets and storm drains in downtown San Diego and the Midway District. Hundreds gathered at Santee's YMCA Wednesday night to oppose the facility's policies for transgender members after a teenage girl's account of seeing someone she believed to be a naked man in the women's locker room gained national attention. Dozens of counter-protesters gathered at the opposite end of a field, and a few scuffles broke out among a small group in the middle. San Diego and the city's struggling ambulance provider are discussing big changes, including a revamped triage system and adding a second ambulance provider. But officials said Wednesday that negotiations have been slower than expected. The bold proposals come as Falk USA continues to fall short of the staffing and response time obligations in its city contract. You can find more news online at sandiegouniontribune.com. And for more on the biggest stories of the day, listen to our podcast, The San Diego News Fix. Thanks for listening.